Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's Ms. J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning. Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You have tuned in to Ms. J in the Morning. Today is December 31st, 2012, the last day of the year, and I am so excited because we have our last day of the year celebration or New Year's Eve party, whatever you want to call it. Some of y'all doing watch night tonight, those of you who are accustomed to church traditions and things that we do in the church family. It's called Watch Night, where we stay overnight, we watch out, we pray, we intercede, we celebrate God for everything that we've done and everything that He's done and everything He's allowed us to do through the whole year. But on this morning, midday in the morning, is celebrating the last day of the year. We made it so far. We made it to the last day of the year, getting prepared for a new year. A lot of you guys get excited because, like me, at times, a new year really represents a new beginning, a fresh start. And so on today, we are going to celebrate. It's a special extended show, so we have more than an hour together, and I am always excited about more time with you. People were calling in before the show even started, so why don't you go ahead, get on the phone, text everybody, tell them to call in today. I got a special announcement. We got some things that are going to happen starting tomorrow, the first day of the year. Ms. J in the Morning is growing. We're doing some awesome things, some greater things. I got some special fun things to share with you today. We're going to mix it up a bit, but of course, you always keep it locked right here where we OD on positivity with the best in inspirational music. So while you going ahead and getting your peoples and telling them to tune in, I'm going to tune in with my girls, Mary, and let them know that you going ahead and go get it. So they're going to go ahead and confirm with you. So get it.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
well, be inspired, and you tuned in to my girl, Miss J, in the morning. Holla.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
let out my dreams so I can be the best for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I got
to love my enemies.
Thank you. of the big advancement. Yes, he's enough for everyone, no matter how many times he falls. Every detail that he tells your life, he's already worth enough. I know that life is rough sometimes, but trust can never die. Yes, he sees sometimes cry in the room when you're by yourself. And when your kids need money, he's the first to cry. He sees nobody is dead. Even though sometimes you feel like giving up and throwing in the towel, but you up many times before. Watching the TV. Something wrong. On top of that, all your losing. And the kids are growing up so fast. They think that they are grown. The child is talking about things you all can't make it on your own. Well, allow me to take the time right now to echo the words of Christ. Matthew 6, verse 25. Take no thought for your life. Well, you might as well go to the deep. Cause your heaven's on the way. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Morning, don't you go nowhere, because we are having our last day of the year celebration all across the world. Those of you who are calling me, and I am so grateful. The switchboard is just filling up, so I want to go ahead and remind you guys, if you call in and the line is busy, hang up and try again. Try again. It's bittersweet because I love that you guys are fighting to get on air, but it really does hurt me that everybody can't get on. So get in where you fit in. Right here on Miss J in the Morning, we are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions. You can also listen from your phone by dialing 714-816-4747. 3, I want all of you to make sure to tell somebody to tune in today. They need to know what's going on with Ms. J in the morning. Let them know who you're connected to, what you got going on in your life, because you tune in daily. You're connected with the show. So what we got going on, you got going on. So let everybody know, hey, you're busy. You got a lot of stuff going on right now. You can't deal with all that mess. You're going into the new year. Ms. J in the morning got a lot of stuff going on. I got a lot on your mind. You're keeping it flowing. We're keeping it going. We're going over all of the best songs that we played this year, all of the best this year. We got a few lists that I want to ramble off. We have the best cell phones that were this year, the best cell phone companies, the best cars that happened this year, the best companies that were hiring this year, the best franchises that was great to open this year. So those of you who are looking to start a business, those of you even looking for a new cell phone or a new cell phone company, those that ranked number one in 2012 will definitely start out as number one in 2013. So I'm going to help y'all out a little bit. Got some great news to share today. Reading and studying what I like to do and find out some great things to share with my listeners today. Y'all know how we do it. Those of you who are knowing Ms. J in the morning, what we do right here is OD on positivity. We don't want to keep any drama going and bash anybody and talk about folks, but we're going to keep it real, and we're going to make sure to have a positive perspective about everything. My job, my mission, my passion is to help to encourage you, to empower you, to force you, to push you, to probe you, to OD on positivity. You done OD'd on everything else. OD'd on your job. You done OD'd with your family. Some of y'all done OD'd on some drugs. Real truth. Right now, why don't we try ODing on positivity? How you start that is repeating after me. Let's try it, y'all. Because I be saying repeat after me, and I know y'all don't be doing it. Y'all be sitting there listening and doing what you got to do. It only takes a few seconds. So when I say repeat after me, I want y'all to go ahead and repeat after me. So repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Let's say it again. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's the Ms. J Challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why don't we develop a habit of positivity? Let's stay positive. Let's stay going. Let's OD on positivity together. Your life will be much, much better, and that's a guarantee. It's scientifically proven, medically proven, it's spiritually proven that changing your perspective for the positive, changing your thoughts for the positive and your speech for the positive will help increase your life longevity, good health, great mental health. All that good stuff starts with positivity. So why are you feeding yourself all this drama? Why are you feeding yourself all this negative stuff? So right here, Ms. J, in the morning, we're going to help you do that. Now, there was an article, which I mentioned right before that, that actually proves, there are scientists that got together that said you can literally throw away your negative thoughts. It started out with men's health, but of course, it works with women as well. You can throw away your negative thoughts. Just take out the trash. It's new research done with psychological science, which actually proves if you write down your negative thoughts on a piece of paper, then you rip it up or crumble it up and throw it in the trash, it can erase your bad mood. It's simple. It's crazy. Richard Petty, PhD, he's a professor at Ohio State University. He's the one that leads this, and he really just says sometimes the silly things do work. I mean, we're sitting here like, really? Are you serious? I really want to give it a try. I mean, I do it a lot of times. I write a lot of things down, and it's really being proven. They've done millions of studies. It's been proven with men and women of all ages. If you have a negative thought or you're in a bad mood, you write it down and actually throw it away, and it will eliminate, literally within minutes, your bad mood. So I want to encourage you guys to do this. Try it today. We're going to try some new things. I love articles like this. I love stories like this. You can look it up on NBCNews.com. I'm going to make sure to have it posted on Facebook, make sure I give all the links to all of the research and everything that I do so you guys can stay connected and share it with your people. So go ahead and try it. The next time something is driving you crazy, just write it down and then throw it away. The action is a greater finality to your thoughts. Just the action of throwing it away. It really means that you'll trick your brain into marking bad thoughts as gone. Instead of suppressing them and, you know, pushing them down and saying, oh, I'm good, whatever, only to let your brain find them to start feeling all crummy all over again. You know, when you say, oh, I'm good, I'm over it, then you see that person again. Yeah, right. Write it down. Crumble it up or rip it up and throw it away. And I want you guys to do it and share it with me on Facebook. Let me know how you feel. It's another challenge. Share it with your people. Write down some negative thoughts about some people that you can't stand, your boss, your family members, your mama, your kids, whatever. Write it down. Throw it away. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know if it works for you. I want you to genuinely try it and tell me, because I'm going to make sure that I do it even more. So let's get right back into some music. It's Ms. J in the Morning, our last day of the year celebration, and I'm so excited to start it with you. We're going to play the best and inspirational music that we featured this year in 2012. Getting ready for 2013, new music, new great things, but God is incredible. So here's 2103, So Incredible. We'll be right back after this.
So incredible, so incredible to me.
Strength.
You're incredible. So wonderful. Imagining life. How did I get here? How do I stay? When it ends, what will you say? Engulfed in the fire. Submerged by the flood, I'm nestled in your love. That's so incredible.
what's up? It's your boy Rod X out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
It's our last day of the year celebration, and I am so glad that all of you are calling in, those of you who are hitting me up on Facebook, sending me direct messages on Twitter, and I got a couple of y'all that's been texting me. I am so grateful for all of you. I am so grateful that you guys are excited about the extended show today and the great things that are happening in 2013. Those of you who don't know, I am your host, Ms. J, and I represent Ms. J Productions. We are doing the best in media and in entertainment. We're going to bring you the best, starting right here with Ms. J in the Morning. Monday through Friday, we are live on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you log on to iArtistRadio.com and download the iTunes app. That way you can listen to the best in R&B, hip-hop, neo-soul, soul, morning inspiration, and, of course, your girl Ms. J in the Morning, 24/7. right there on iArtistRadio.com. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and my East Coast family. Loving y'all so much. Ms. J in the Morning on blogtalkradio.com can be heard worldwide. I got shout out from people in Canada. So excited about that. Also, folks in South Africa, Japan, and the UK. So I am so grateful that everybody is around the world taking steps to OD on positivity. With your girl, Ms. J, I couldn't do what I do if it wasn't for you. I'm going to say that again. I couldn't do what I do if it wasn't for you. I love you all. Love to have a great time. 2012 was an awesome year. I know the first thing y'all thought about when y'all talked about 2012 is, whoop, I cannot wait to get out of this year. You might have experienced a roller coaster, some ups and downs, some sideways, some upside downs, some loops, some backwards, some forwards. You didn't know which way you was going. You had butterflies in your stomach the whole time. You just put your hands up and closed your eyes and went for the ride. But you made it this far. You made it this far. You made it this far. Some of y'all, come on, y'all. Those of us who are 80s babies, I remember I didn't even know that I would be able to graduate because everybody was scared about Y2K. I was like, oh, God, I'm not going to be able to graduate from high school. I'm not going to be able to go to college. I'm not going to be able to do the things that I want to do because the world is going to end. Some of y'all really thought that 12-21-12, the world was going to end, or 12-12-12, the world was going to end. And here we are at 12-31-12. We are still here, still live, still kicking it, about to bust the doors wide open in 2013. Ain't nothing gonna stop you, and I'm telling you the truth. I'm not just wanting to push y'all to smile on today and say, oh, that was cute. Oh, she said something really nice. No, it's a lifestyle revolution. We are revolutionizing our thoughts, our minds, our spirits, even our bodies to be the best, to be exactly who God has created us to be, no matter where you come from, no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter your race, your background, if you came, you were adopted, you had both parents, one parent, didn't know none of your parents, your grandparents, your aunt, your uncle, doesn't matter. You grew up in a big family or a small family in the South, no matter what it is, you grew up in a hut, you grew up in a mansion, you can still have all things that are promised to you this year. We're not going to wait till January 1st to say, you know what, I'm going to start doing some great things. You're going to start doing great things right now. And it begins with you. Quit asking God to change people and take people out of your lives. It starts with you. Look in the mirror and say, well, why am I accepting this? Why is God allowing these situations in my life? What is this doing? I'm declaring for 2013, we are not experiencing any more challenges. It is only strength conditioning. It's making you stronger. Y'all know that saying, what don't kill you would only make you stronger. It is true. Pain is only weakness leaving your body. I'm going to say that again. Pain is just weakness leaving your body, in the physical sense, in the mental, and the spiritual sense. So we are getting stronger. We are getting better. We are getting ready for 2013. We're going to take a spoken word break right here on Ms. J in the Morning, and we'll be right back after this. Tell everybody to tune in. Ms. J in the Morning, we're going to OD on some positivity. Last day of the year celebration, y'all. Right here, spoken word break. When I became a man, I like this one. Take a listen.
When I became a man, I put away childish things. But before I became a man, I didn't always fit the shoes of a king. I was a child trying to find his way. And the toys I played with kept my eyes occupied and left my mind in a lustful, boyish frenzy. And my playmates had long legs, short skirts, and soft skin, and they cared enough to lie down and wallow with me often. Jezebel turned out to be my very best friend. I'd look in her eyes before ever seeing the sunrise, every time I paid her a visit and slept in. Before I became a man, I saw how God made Adam from dust. So likewise, I tried to make love out of lust. I didn't know any better. I was taught by example, let your mouth spit game, but never let your heart say much. I treated his daughters like beauty pageant contestants, and there would be zero return on their investments, and Proverbs 31 was never a criteria for my selections. Mind you, this was before I became a man. This was about the time that I took notes from a father figure who really didn't know how to be a father, go figure. About the time that mom was a punching bag because he was too afraid to take his frustrations out on the world instead by simply enduring affliction. Yet, during addiction, he could go 12 rounds against the most violent screams of, "Stop! Stop!" And he was undefeated. He always won. And I would stand in plain sight, hoping Daddy sees. Because all I could say at the time was, "Daddy, please. Mom didn't deserve what she got just because she didn't satisfy Daddy's needs." Before I became a man, I would unlock Daddy's curse, free myself, and throw away Daddy's keys. I allowed anger to set up a construction company inside. And bitterness never rested. It left no time wasted. And whether Daddy loved me or not, all I could regurgitate was hatred. I became allergic to showing any form of compassion. Before I became a man, I was much shorter. Not just in height, but in spiritual insight. Because I never had a picture, nor did Pixar ever have a film to show me what God's man really looked like. But when I became a man, I learned how to love God right back. And even though I'm good at falling short of the glory, I reflect on my story, and through my praise, I'll self-publish a testimony. When I became a man, I learned how to cry. Because I'm not ashamed of my tears, neither will my fears muffle the groaning in my spirit. Since I became a man, I'm no longer afraid of the dark. I'll wrap my fingers around James 5:16, confess, pray, and heal my heart. I've discovered that there are medicinal qualities down the corridor of introspection. When I became a man, I learned how to love her. My Esther, my Ruth. I learned to honor her like she was Jesus' mother, because one day she'll be pregnant with the seed that will transport my legacy, so that my God and my name would both have longevity even after they bury me. I couldn't love her before because I wasn't able. My insecurities and my perfectionism had me looking at the next best player checking in at the scorer's table. How could I possibly be her covering as an umbrella with holes in it? But I learned to love her like I ought to, because I want him to be my father and my father-in-law, since that's his daughter. When I became a man, I learned to love my brother. I'll share my heart, my hug, and my hallelujah. Because a hug and a hallelujah without my heart leaves room for his spirit to respond, "I never knew you." I became a man so that until he became a man, he can see and name a man who picked up the gospel, 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 and put the toys away. When I became a man.
will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, it won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside.
Everybody, it's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. PST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus, OD, overdose on positivity.
Variety show,
inspirational music, uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to www.MizJProductions.com. We are continuing to update, give you all the information you need about everything that's going on with the show, everything that's going on with the company. The calendar is there. Where we'll be next, what we'll be doing next. 2013 is off the chain, not just for us, but for you too. And you started it the right way, right here, our last day of the year celebration on Ms. J in the Morning. Make sure you keep it locked right here. Tell everybody to tune in. We got the area code check-in coming up. Those of you who are new to the show, you get an opportunity to rep your city. You got to call in. Those of you in a certain area code, the more the merrier. We're going to have Ms. J's giveaways coming up in 2013. The area code that represents the most will actually have a better chance to win. So you got to call everybody and say, hey, look, 209, we got to get it right. 501, we got to get it right. 662, we got to get it right. Everybody, let everybody know. Everybody, yeah, I know I say it right. Everybody, let everybody know. You got to tune in to Ms. J in the morning. If you want to win, you got to encourage everybody to listen. Everybody got to get in where they fit in. Come on, we got to make it fair. We got to make it fun. We have some awesome things to give away. Free movie tickets, gift cards. I ain't going to tell y'all everything I got because y'all going to try to wait to see what I'm going to give away before you tell everybody to call in. I know how y'all live. I deal with folks every day. I know how you do. One said, well, what's the plan? I don't need that, so I'm going to wait. No. Y'all know I love having a good time, and we're having a great time on today, Miss J in the Morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. We are playing the best in inspirational music that we like to bump this year in 2012. We have some awesome music coming up in 2013. 2012 was an awesome year. Awesome things happen in the year. Y'all, you know, we can focus on all the bad things that happened this year. It's going to happen. You ain't going to have a year free of drama. So those of you who made a New Year's resolution to say, I ain't going to deal with no drama. Sorry, you know, I need to scratch that one out. How about you change it to say, when drama arises or drama presents itself, I'm going to deal with it in a positive way or a better manner. I'm going to manage my situations better, because there will never be a year that you just won't have any bad things to happen. I know I done popped a couple of y'all bubbles and you got to scratch a few things off of your list, your New Year's resolutions list, but just keep it real. You got to be positive. You got to change your perspective about a situation, and that's what you want to do when situations happen. You want to deal with them better than you did the last year. Every year I only have one resolution. I really don't make resolutions, but I say one thing, that the next year will be better than the previous year. And that's it. That's all I strive to do, is do greater than I did last year, whatever that is. If I started exercising and only did it once every other month, let's just say once every other quarter in 2012, I'm going to do better in 2013 and do it maybe once a month. I mean, hey, it's growth. You're getting better. I'm not going to put that pressure on myself. Some of y'all, look, we're going to take time to talk about this in these New Year's resolutions, because I feel that in my spirit, especially us women. We are the worst on ourselves. Some of us have a long list of things that we ain't going to deal with, we ain't going to do, that we about to do because we ain't going to do what we did before, and I'm not going to deal with this in 2013, and I'm going to do this in 2013, and I'm going to do that. Did you sit down and pray and ask God, what do you have for me in the next year? And then after you ask, did you sit back and actually shut your mouth and listen and actually wait for him to give you an answer? You can make plans all you want to and put all that pressure on yourself, but God's perfect will be done in your life, whether you want it to or not. A lot of times we experience situations because we wanted something to happen, and that's not what God really wanted us to happen. And a lot of us, especially as church folk, y'all know how we get, I hear the Lord. The Lord told me, and it didn't happen. I actually have some people to say, well, you know, the Lord told me that this person was going to propose to me. He was going to be my husband. And 2 years later, you're still single. I don't think the Lord said that, boo. He is not like man that he should lie. Some of y'all men, I know a couple of men that went out and bought some wedding rings and said, my wife is showing up in this year, and you still single? Okay, not saying that you didn't hear from God. I'll be the last to say that God didn't say, but you need to actually take time to listen. Get the full report, get the full revelation, and then allow him to do what he does. And that's in every situation. If your goal and your desire is to say, I really need to lose weight to better my health, then you go ahead and make that a lifestyle change. Don't put pressure on yourself and say, I need to lose 50 pounds in 30 days, and because you only lost 3 in 30 days, now you're depressed, now you've been gained 20 more. No, that is awesome that you are taking the steps that you need to take to lose the weight and get your health right. If it's only 3 pounds, praise God for those 3 pounds. You will eventually get to 50 pounds. Don't put that pressure on yourself. If you say in 2013 I want to own a home, okay, don't just grab the first thing that's out there and presents itself. You make sure that you get the home that you want to stay in and build a family in. If it's something simple like I'm going to start school in 2013, don't sit there and overload yourself and you ain't been in school in 7 years. If you just need to take one class, you did what you set out to do, and that's the whole thing. So I want you guys to think about that on this day while you're getting ready for the new year. Some of y'all might need to just totally throw away your whole list of New Year's resolutions and just say, look, I just want to be better in 2013, and whatever God has for me is for me. That's simple. Don't put all that pressure on yourself. Then you get mad and upset and depressed. Then you say, this was a horrible year because I wanted to do this and it didn't happen. Just totally neglecting all of the great things that did happen in life. So I'm going to shut up and quit talking so much, because we're going to get right back into some music. I want to help y'all OD on positivity. I got a few lists that I want to read off. We're going to talk about the best in 2012. We're definitely going to give shouts out to everybody that's out there. So y'all keep it locked. It's an extended show today, so we got some extra time. So tell everybody to call in. Let's get right back into some music. And I do feel happy, y'all. It's Angie Stone. Happy being me. We'll be right back.
A lot of rain. I've had some joy and been brokenhearted, but now that doesn't mean a thing. I'm living for the joy and laughter. I'm learning from my befores and afters. All and all, it's been cool. Grace, it brought me through. I'm so happy being me. Oh,
so happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me.
Oh,
too busy living life, giving love freely.
Looking back for your beginning, all those broken dreams that went downstream. As we grow, we live and know some things were never meant to be, but everything that you've been through, God designed to bless you. That's why he gives us memories, lead us to our victory. I'm so happy loving me.
Happy loving me. So happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me.
Oh,
Brandy Daniel, and there's only one way to get my day started, and that's by listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Yeah. There's something over your head. Hey. There's something on the top of your head.
Jones right here on Ms. J in the Morning. There's a window over your head and it's pouring out blessings right before that. Angie Stone, Happy Being Me, that was also featured on Donald Lawrence CD, which they actually won a stellar award. Oh, I love that song. I love Kenton Jones. Window over your head and it's pouring out blessings for 2013. It's the last day of the year celebration. Welcome to the extended part of the show. Yes, we keeping it going right here on Ms. J in the Morning, making you OD on positivity, helping you, pushing you, forcing you, encouraging you to OD on positivity no matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anyone does to you. Make a choice today to be positive in every way. Starting in 2013, we'll be doing the Ms. J giveaway. Right around the time we do the area code check-in for the show, giving away some awesome prizes and awesome gifts, the only way you can win, and if you is if your area code is representing. The area code with the most callers will qualify to win. So make sure you encourage everybody in your area to tune in Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you log on to our website, www.MizJProductions.com. Starting in 2013, we will be launching, I'm getting tongue-tied, y'all, we will be launching our Ms. J Forum. I get a lot of emails. I get text messages and even phone calls from people that just have some questions about some life situations that they want to make sure that they handle in a proper, a healthier, a positive way. So they look for me for advice, which is kind of funny because I got here with being positive by going through trials and tribulations. I'm telling y'all, I don't always get it right. Please believe, Ms. J has to repeat that every day. I have written down, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. I have it on my desk at home. I have it in my room. I have it at my desk at work. I actually have it in the car. Y'all know, look, Ms. J, I don't do the crazy driving thing. I don't have road rage, but it does make me upset when people just don't pay attention. Oh, so you got to make a choice to be positive. So in order to help those of you around the world making better choices, positive choices, in crazy situations, we are launching the Ms. J Forum where we will have open discussion about common situations, but changing our perspective and better ways to deal with those situations. So make sure you stay locked on to MizJProductions.com. It'll also be links on Facebook and Twitter. So follow me on Twitter, become my friend on Facebook, tell folks if you got questions, you got situations you really don't know, you know, how to deal with them. Of course, everybody's name will be anonymous. It'll just be a general question, won't tell you where it's coming from or how it's getting there. And we'll go ahead and talk about it. And some of you guys have some great advice, have been through some situations that you'll be able to interact with your fellow listeners and offer them some positive advice. Ms. J in the morning doing some great things. Got some new stories that's going on, some things that's going on in the world that kind of making me, we got to talk about some things that's going on in America. There's an article that's coming out of Austin, Texas. Three teenagers in high school were hospitalized. Because they OD'd on a drug. They didn't OD on positivity. Now, this drug was not crystal meth, LSD. It was not weed. It was not cigarettes. It was 5-Hour Energy, y'all. Yes, they OD'd on 5-Hour Energy. The energy drink. Y'all know little energy shots that they got the little commercial? Apparently, there's a lot of states that are banning 5-Hour Energy drink. A lot of states are saying, look, y'all doing too much. This is crazy. There were some teenagers that actually got together. They're out there. It's not just in Texas. It's all over the United States, but it's getting really bad out there in Texas, and they're actually passing some laws to try to get it banned, the sale of 5-Hour Energy, trying to get it banned in Texas as well. So I want to advise everybody to be careful if you are consuming 5-Hour Energy or if you're allowing your children or you know somebody who's consuming that you can actually OD on 5-Hour Energy. But there's this new trend that teens are actually taking about 4 or 5 of these back to back. They're just like, not just the one shot they advise you to take just to help you get through the day. They're actually doing like 5, 6 of them at one time to try to get through school, try to get the things that they got going on. These teens got a lot going on and a lot to face in school and in their homes, but they actually OD'd on 5-Hour Energy. It's actually, the police are calling it the new LSD. They're calling it 5-HE. So if y'all hear, if y'all teens or anybody talk about 5-HE, that's what they're calling it, 5-Hour Energy, a.k.a. 5-HE. They're OD'ing on energy drinks. So now, along with the state of Texas, other states are trying to ban completely the sale of 5-Hour Energy. But right now, as it stands, the only thing they can do is encourage retailers to ban excessive purchases of 5-Hour Energy drinks. So some places will not allow you to buy a whole box of it. Most of the time, if you go into, you know, little gas stations that have it, they only have that small little box right there by the cash register. But they are limiting the sale to 2 per client. But you know how folks get. We go in a group of 10, and so 10 people buying two, we got 20 of them, and we split it. Y'all know how they do it. So y'all just be careful out there. 5-hour energy drink, never thought that people would actually OD on energy drinks. Y'all, kids, ODing on 5-hour energy. This is some crazy mess that's going on in the world. And we need to be careful. Those of you who are adults and you guys are taking these energy drinks, be careful. Read your labels. Make sure the best thing to do is actually get some rest. Doctors are encouraging people to back out of some of the things that you are planning for your children, some of the things that you are planning for your own life. We have a lot of things going on. You got your work, you got your family, you got your extracurricular, you got your church. You know, the kids got soccer, they got homework, they got all this stuff going on, and sometimes it's just difficult. You go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning just to turn around and get up at 5 to get started. That's not a lot of sleep. Your body needs rest. There's no energy drink that can help get you through the day that you feel fatigued, you feel lethargic at times. Some people even get physically sick. You're suffering from migraines. Now you're having to take Tylenols and Motrins and all these pills to deal with it when all you need to do is get a full night's rest. Anywhere between 5 to 8 hours is a great night's rest. 5 hours is not a lot of time, y'all, and you can get a full night's sleep uninterrupted. Uninterrupted sleep. Rapid eye movement, REM, is a phase of sleep. That's that deep sleep. That's when you start dreaming. You have to get into that mode for 5 to 8 hours a night, not the light sleep where you can hear everything that's going on and you still really ain't sleep. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But kids are ODing on 5-HE, 5-hour energy. There's Monster drinks, there's Red Bull, there's all this crazy stuff going on. So y'all be careful about what your kids are buying, what your kids are consuming. We got to look out for the kids, y'all. I had to make that announcement. Crazy stuff is going on in America, and people are finding ways to OD on a whole bunch of crazy stuff. But right here on Midday in the Morning, we're going to OD on positivity. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, get right back into some music, and right after this, we have the area code check-in. So make sure you tell everybody to call in, 714-816-4743. It's Midday in the Morning, and we'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
And as hard as it seems, he said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things in life may hurt, but he wants us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go. I know we had plenty more blessings.
Michael Walker, God Soldier. Only 18 years old, y'all, right here, Ms. J in the morning. She made her international debut right here with us, Ms. J in the morning. We making it happen. Shouts out to One Girl Gospel Management. Make sure you log on to artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Shouts out to Cynthia Woods Harris, the CEO and manager of Markella Walker, also JBKT, Jesus Does Kind Things. Make sure you hit the girls up on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They're on YouTube. Acapella. You know, I just love good singing, and I love good singing where you don't need any instruments and you actually sound good. There's a lot of people that can sing acapella, but they really don't sound good. They sound like they might have it, but they just ain't there yet. Them girls, JBKT, including Markella Walker, can do it. I was thinking it was the whole band and the choir singing behind them, and it was only two girls on the video on Facebook. The girls is off the chain. Make sure you hit them up, JBKT, One Girl Gospel Management. They're on Facebook. They're on YouTube. The website is artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Ms. Cynthia Woods-Harris, get more information about booking Markella Walker and JBKT by dialing area code 501-416-0031. Ms. Cynthia Woods-Harris, head sister in charge, doing great things. Shout out to her. It is now time for the area code check-in. Yes, those of you who are listening on your computer, get in on this right now. Dial 714-816-4743. About 10 of y'all just called in. Grateful for you. So excited about everybody that's calling in. I want to give everybody an opportunity to rep your city. Another announcement. Ms. J in the morning will soon do our Ms. J giveaways. No matter where you are in the world, you have an opportunity to win. But the area code that represents the most will only qualify at that particular time. So if you want to win some great gifts, I'm not talking about a good little sticker that we're going to send in the mail to say, oh, thank you. No. We got some awesome gifts, some awesome sponsors who are giving away some great items. You got to tell everybody in your area to tune in. Make sure y'all rep y'all city right now. It's time for the area code check-in. Y'all know how we do it right here on Ms. J in the morning. Here we go, 209-501-662-7573-916-323-413-313-914-770-510-678-313. I'm sorry, did I say 313 already? 310-860-864-424-408-818. Here we go. Hey, Ms. J in the morning. It's the area code check-in. Woo! Those of you who are, 702 just called in, checking in, rep your city. I see you. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to the Macs and the PCs. Those of you who are calling in, love you much. I said it before, and it really, really baffled me that AT&T did not win Consumer Reports for 2012. No, it did not. I mean, with the iPhone being so big, I mean, I don't have an iPhone. I'm a Droid, y'all. I got the Android. I'm just saying, I got to upgrade my Android, though, because now they got a better one that I want to get. So Ms. J going to get that. But I'm sitting here tripping, thinking like AT&T got it on lock. But no, the top three cell phone carriers for 2012, AT&T was in there, but they ranked number two. Despite the iPhone being the number one selling phone, the number one service provider was Verizon. Verizon Wireless won number one in Consumer Reports as far as cell phone carriers. Verizon Wireless is number one. AT&T hit number two. And at number three, Sprint, my former provider, which I'm really looking to get back to, but they don't have any 4G towers where I am, and Ms. J got to have a 4G phone, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. We got to do it big. Sprint, you got to bring it up. Get that 4G tower out here in Cali, NorCal, so I can get the new phones. Hi, everybody else going to be on 4G and Sprint, you behind. But you're still ranked number three, so I'm still good. So shout out to Verizon. Despite you don't have the number one selling phone, you are still number one in the nation. Now, as far as the top phones that everybody wanted to give already released number one. It was the iPhone this year. Apple iPhone did number one. But number five was the Nokia Lumina, not the 920. I haven't seen that one. That was by AT&T. That was number five. The Motorola Droid Razr Max, the HD one, that was Verizon. That was number four. The HTC Droid DNA, that was from Verizon. That was number three. And at number two, of course, the Samsung Galaxy, the S3. And number one for 2012 was the iPhone. So, you know, that's really encouraging for me. You might have the best cell phone out there, but you ain't got the best service, AT&T. So y'all need to step it up. How you going to have the best phone, but your service is not good? People complain about your customer service, calls dropping, phones ain't working. If I'm going to spend anything over $100, $200 on a phone, y'all better have the best service. So shout out to Verizon again. Even though your phone's ranked at number three and number five, you still have the best service, so you're keeping it locked. So those of you who are looking for a new cell phone provider, you might want to look into Verizon. Those of you who are looking for some stock, hey, AT&T is still good too. They got the number one selling phone. Verizon has the number one service. So, hey, look into investing, getting some stocks done. Those of you who are looking to switch, those are the places y'all need to go. It was proven in 2012, so they're starting out 2013 on top. Those of you who are looking for affordable phone services, of course, Metro PCS had it on lock. Shout out to all the folks that got Metro PCS. But T-Mobile was hitting it up with their prepaid plans, and Boost Mobile, Verizon Wireless, is also partnered with, well, they're owners of Virgin Mobile. So if you still want to be linked to the top provider, you can do so with your month-to-month plan. Y'all, consumers are still trying. We're trying to get it together. I know y'all been watching the news. Our illustrious President Barack Obama was on Meet the Press the other day talking about this fiscal cliff. They got until tonight, y'all. We'll see what Congress does. Y'all, it ain't easy being president. Y'all think he got the final word. A lot of y'all was like, oh, he gonna do this. He still got a whole bunch of folks he gotta work through, and 8 years of a whole bunch of stuff he gotta clean up before his stuff that he implemented in the first term happens. Just want to educate y'all on that real quick, those of you who hating on our current president. Yes, we're going to step away from politics because it's going to be another extended show. Midday in the morning, we're going to OD on positivity. Want to get right back into some music. We got some old lists coming up, the best things that happened in 2012, and the best time that I'm having is right here with y'all, Midday in the morning. Y'all making it so wonderful for me. I love y'all. But we're going to get into some music, y'all. Here we go. Midday in the morning.
Yo, P. Hey, ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa. Why?
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I know. God's got it.
I ain't telling you what I read. I'm telling you what I know. God's got it. Don't worry about it. Those of you who are making plans for 2013, it's okay to write the vision and make it plain. Make your request known. That's scripture. But don't stress about it. God's got it. Don't worry about your bills. You can't do it. You can't do nothing about the past. You can't do nothing about the future. You can only handle what's going on right now with the tools that he's giving you right now. So don't stress about it. God's got it. That's Jay Moss right here on Miss J in the Morning, a special extended show today, our last day of the year celebration. Woo! Doing some awesome things. Those of you who are following me on Twitter, those of you who are my friends on Facebook, keep it locked. Make sure you keep it locked on my YouTube channel, Jay Worldwide Live or Miss J. New videos coming up soon. I want to say a special thank you to those of you who gave me a shout-out to the latest video I posted for the holidays with my special co-host, my son Isaiah. I want to give him a shout-out. He's only 4 years old and already ready for the camera. I want to let everybody know we did not practice that. He's four. He can't read. So there was no script. There was nothing. He's a natural. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I tried to do a special holiday video for Christmas to say happy holidays from my family. Just chilling at home with family. We had eight and having a good time. And I was like, hey, let me just give a shout out to my peeps and say happy holidays. So, of course, my son wanted to do it with me. And it took forever to get the video done because we were being silly. It was just difficult. Those of you who work with kids, shout out to y'all, because he's mine, and I couldn't even handle him in front of a camera. Like, just controlling me, telling me it's your turn. Go ahead. I mean, like, trying to give me lines. I'm the director. You don't direct me. You're only 4 years old. Those of you who want to look at it, go ahead. You can search Ms. J Productions on YouTube. You can also go straight to the channel, J Worldwide Live or Ms. J. It's under Ms. J Productions, Happy Holiday Bloopers. So it's only a minute and 36 seconds long. We tried, but we just wanted to say happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa to all of you out there who are listening. But thank you so much for showing love and sending your blessings our way. It's our special way, silly way of saying hey from our family. 2012 was awesome for a lot of us. It was awesome for you, too, despite everything that you went through. You made it this far. We talked about the best in 2012, and so I want to encourage everybody that's looking to purchase some property. You're looking to buy a home. You're looking to buy a car. You're looking to open up more bank accounts. Do your research first. Do your research first. It's too easy with the internet, of course, word of mouth. If you're looking for a particular company, go to the company. Drive up there. Go to the company. Check it out. Ask the managers. Ask the employers. Even ask the security guards. The security guards of a lot of banks, they have a lot of insight on what's going on. Those of you who are looking to move into a new neighborhood, go to your police department. You can ask about the crime rates in your local neighborhood. Now, a lot of details, depending on what county you're in and all these type of restrictions, it might be a little difficult to get all kind of details. But if you have a home and you want to find out, look, I'm purchasing this home, I want to know if some crazy stuff done happened over here in this neighborhood. They'll be willing to give you some guidance. You can also look in your local newspaper, things that are going on to find out what's going on in your city. Study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved. So those of you who are looking to purchase cars in the new year, I know it's difficult, it's exciting. I remember when I purchased my first car, like not purchased it from a private person, like from a car dealership, that was the most exciting thing ever. My adrenaline was pumping, didn't know what was going on, signing a whole bunch of papers. They were talking about percentages, going through a whole stack of papers and wanting the down payment. I didn't care. I was driving off with the car. Was loving it. It was a 2007 Kia Rondo. It was awesome. Loved it. It was black. It's kind of shaped like a PT Cruiser, considered a five-door. It was cute. It was sleek. Love my car. Anyway, those of you looking for the best cars to purchase in 2013, at the top of the list are Toyotas. Toyota ranked number one in sales and in service for 2012 for family sedans, the Toyota Camry. Of course, those of you who like sporty cars, the number one car, which surprised me, for a sports car that sold the best was the Ford Mustang. The Ford Mustang still holding it up. Now, Ms. J don't really get down with Fords, but hey, the Ford Mustang was number one in sport car sales. Now, we're talking about average American families. We're not talking about the Porsches and the Bentleys, those that 2% that just can spend $500,000 on a car, more than what the house is worth. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the folks that's working, got 9 to 5 and 5 kids, and y'all looking to purchase a new car because your car is wobbling and knocking on one, hitting on two. For small SUV, the Toyota RAV4 ranked number one for family haulers. You know, those family vans, the soccer moms, the Toyota Sienna, the V6, was number one. For sports sedan, the Infiniti G. Those of you who like to go green and help the environment, the Toyota Prius was number one. And for small cars, Subaru did number one. And pickup trucks, the Chevy Avalanche was number one. So those of you who are looking for new cars in 2013, those were the best in sales and in service for 2012. We're doing it big right here on this day in the morning. It's the last day of the year celebration. We only have a little bit more to go for the show, but I want to make sure we keep it going right here with the best in inspirational music. Support your local artist, and this artist right here, so excited about him, so popular, not just on this day in the morning, but all over the place, doing an awesome work for the kingdom of God. It's Omaz. He was number one on our top 12 countdown for the 12 days of Christmas. Number one requested song right here on this day in the morning. We'll be right back after this.
What up, world? It's your boy, Omaz, and you know I'm rocking with Miss J in the morning. It's oh so priceless.
My company.
Guys on me. Now I'm ready. It may rain confetti. All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me even if they hit my pocket. Steady enemy, how you like me now? This ain't season or partner, this shit ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, hey. Chillin' the game. On a different team, no Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even trippin' though. Annoying, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. It's my father's name. Yahweh is a king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up, I got it all. No more robber from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. He was Christ, the devil thought he had. Shut out the states cause his beat is kinda swag. Now you can dust me, I hit the cat daddy. Praise God, I just wanna see you happy.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. You don't know how to do it, you can watch me.
But raising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake seamless. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop been sloppy. So I gotta say these squares sloppy. Everything they said is fake. Swap me. That's why the enemy out trying to stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge in sight, though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Team Jesus stand up.
Now watch me work.
Fly coast stand up.
Watch me work.
Priceless stand up.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work. What does that mean? You may say. I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you're your job, whether you tweet, whether you're on Facebook, whatever you do, as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
watching you, they watching him. So watch me work.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work.
Hey, mama.
Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work.
Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work right here on Ms. J in the morning. That's Omaz. He won number one requested song right here. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/MsJProductions. Keep it locked here Mondays through Fridays, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the last day of the year celebration. We made it. We made it through 2012, getting right to 2013. We're doing the best of 2012, and I wanted to make sure that I gave honor to the people that we lost in 2012. It's not easy losing a family member. I don't want to say that it will never get better, but I've lost family members. I lost my dad in 2000. Like almost 13 years ago, and it's still difficult around the holidays. And in 2012, we lost 96 celebrities. 96 famous people died just this year. That's not including, you know, our families and our loved ones. It's not including the tragedy that happened in Connecticut at Sandy Hook Elementary School. But I wanted to take a moment of silence and take a moment to just honor those who have gone before us, those who have sacrificed their lives to allow us to be here today and to be together today. Among those 96 were some people that we have grown to love, people that we have grown to honor. There were our mentors for some of us. It included motivational speakers like Ziglar, awesome motivational speaker, actor Larry Hagman, actor Michael Clark Duncan, the astronaut, Neil Armstrong, passed away this year. Jerry Nelson, if those of you who don't know Jerry Nelson, those of you who have kids, he was the voice of the Count on Sesame Street. He passed away. Sherman Hemsley passed away this year. Andy Griffith, Rodney King, Donna Summer, even Vidal Sassoon. Yes, the Vidal Sassoon for the hair products. He passed away this year. Dick Clark, Don Cornelius, Etta James, just some icons, and of course, the illustrious Miss Whitney Houston. We lost her this year, and I wanted to make sure that along with our celebrities, we paid honor to, of course, the 20 children plus the 6 adults that were brutally murdered, the massacre that happened in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. And not taken away from any of you who have lost any family members this year. It's difficult no matter if you're famous or not. It's never easy to lose a friend, but you have to make sure to stay strong and hold on to those great memories that you have. Those will never be taken away. You will never, ever, ever lose those memories. I can still remember things that my dad and I did when I was in elementary school, and it gives me hope to this day to know that I had an opportunity to experience someone as great as he, even my grandmother. Just to have a grandmother as wonderful as she was, she survived 3 husbands and 14 children. Anyone who can do that and still live beyond her 80s and look good, too. I'm just honored to have such wonderful people in my legacy, and we need to change our perspective and make sure that we honor those who we've lost but have gone before us and sacrificed their lives to allow us to be where we are. So, Ms. J in the morning, we're going to take a moment of silence for our loved ones and to honor those who have gone before us in 2012.
And hear me now, I'm lost.
off without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
What it do? This is Matt, repping Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
Saying goodbye to the memory.
Tamita Hatton right here on Miss J in the Morning. No looking back. I made a decision. I made up my mind. I'm looking forward, not behind. There's no looking back. You can't worry about what you went through in 2012. There might be a little, you know, residue left over in 2013, but you can't go forward looking in the rearview mirror. You can't hold on to the past. Tonight is the last day, the last night of 2012, so I want you to make sure to take the steps necessary to release it all. At the top of the show, there was an article that actually writing down your negative thoughts and throwing the paper away will help you get over your bad mood. So I want to challenge you all today to write down every negative memory you have of 2012, every negative thing that happened to you in 2012. I want you to rip it up, throw it away, burn it, flush it down the toilet, whatever you got to do, get rid of it today. I'm going to do it. Before you get to the New Year's Eve, you know, company party, before you go to any other New Year's Eve family party, before you go to watch night service, I want you to make sure you do that. Rip it up, destroy it. It's another Miss J challenge on the last day of the year celebration. We're going to write down all of our negative thoughts about 2012, all of our negative memories about 2012, every bad experience that we had. We're going to write it down. We're going to throw it away. We're going to rip it up. We're going to burn it up. Get rid of it before we enter into 2013. So excited about everything that's going to happen in your life. Those of you who are looking to get into some new franchises, really quick before the end of the show, we got a few minutes left. I want to talk about these lists. So I want to make sure that we're growing holistically. Some of you have been looking for jobs for a long time, and the reason why you haven't found it is because it's probably not meant for you to work for somebody. It's probably time for you to create jobs yourself. If you want to start your own company or get into a franchise, here are the top franchises in America. And a few internationally, that is number one in their division. Dunkin' Donuts, KFC, Denny's, McDonald's and Sonic's, Baskin-Robbins and Dairy Queen, Smoothie King, Taco Bell, still got it on lock, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, and Subway. Those of you who are looking to enter into any franchises, make sure you Google, do your research. Study to show yourselves approved. You might be the next millionaire by just opening up, you know, a Smoothie King. Hey, you like smoothies? Go ahead and invest. Those of you who are looking into some best places to invest your money and do some awesome shopping across the nation, here are the top 10 supermarkets, the top 10 places that you can go shopping. At number 10, Starter Brothers. Starter Brothers is out here on the West Coast in California. Number 9 at Hy-Vee. That's over in Illinois and Iowa, you know, Kansas and Missouri. Raley's is over on the West Coast, California, Nevada, South Dakota. At number 7, the Market Basket. That's in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. At number 6, Harris Teeter. Never heard about that one. Harris Teeter Supermarkets, apparently it's in the South, in Georgia, Florida, D.C., South Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee. They're at number 6. At number 5, surprisingly, Costco. I thought Costco would at least be in the top 3. They're in the top 5 in the nation, best places to go shopping, supermarkets. Costco at number 5. Number 4, Fairway. Fairway Supermarkets in Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Minnesota. Number 3 is very familiar to me, and I do love this grocery store. I must say it is a great grocery store. Got some awesome deals because their prices are a little bit higher than others. But Publix, Publix Supermarket out in Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina. At number 2, Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's at number 2. That's nationwide. But at number 1 in the nation, never heard of it, Wegmans. Wegmans Supermarket is out there in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Shout out to the East Coast for having the number 1 supermarket in the nation. So y'all looking at some better places to buy your groceries, y'all need to go there. Those of you who are looking for the better places to shop for your clothes, department stores, men, women, children, shoes, all that great stuff, you're like, you know what, I need to step my game up, get a new wardrobe for 2013. The top 10 department stores for 2012. At number 10 was Sears. Number 9, JCPenney's. Number 8, Bonton Stores. Number 7, Burlington Coat Factory. Number 6, Neiman Marcus. Neiman Marcus at number 6, really? Number 5, Saks. Number 4, Macy's. Number 3, Belk. Number 2 is Kohl's. And at number 1 in the nation, the best department store to get the best quality and the best service is Dillard's. Yes, Dillard's made number 1 in 2012. Those of you looking for some better clothes, better department stores, better places that have better deals for what you're getting, Dillard's is number 1. Now, y'all, I'm a Sears and JCPenney type person, but they got number 10, number 9. So I got to step it up and get Belk, Kohl's. Macy's is at number 4. It's still good. Burlington Coat Factory at number 7, though? I mean, they got some great deals, but hey, I guess the quality isn't that good. Who knows? It's proven right here, Consumer Reports for 2012. The best in 2012, Ms. J in the morning, talking about the best of 2012. And finally, I want to encourage everyone who is still looking for employment. There are companies who are hiring. Companies are hiring, you guys. There's jobs out there. You got to look over your resume, get some advice. You got to go. You can't sit at the computer and do it online. The best place, the best way to get a job is still old school. Going in first thing in the morning, dressing the part, dress for success, offering your resume, filling out the application right there on the spot. The top companies that are hiring right now, even though they didn't make number 1 in cell phones, they didn't make number 2, AT&T is hiring. Family Dollar Stores is hiring. Toys R Us, Babies R Us. Kindred Healthcare is hiring. Best Buy, Bank of America, and Starbucks. Those are the top companies who have the most open positions right now. So y'all looking for jobs, I'm going to say it one more again. Go to AT&T, Family Dollar, Toys R Us, Babies R Us, Kindred Healthcare, Best Buy, Bank of America, and Starbucks. They are ranking the top in the nation for the most open positions and the best salaries and benefits. Y'all didn't know that, did y'all? That's how we do it right here, Ms. J in the morning. We're at the end of the show. Oh, I had such an awesome time celebrating the last day of the year. So now I got to get ready for the night, y'all. We're going to do it big over here on the West Coast. Those of you on the East Coast, up north, down south, Midwest, wherever you're at, international. Shout out to my Canada listeners. Surprised that y'all locked in, and I'm grateful for you, too. Those of you who are in South Africa, Japan, and the UK, all around the world, if you're listening, God bless you, love you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you all. I'm going to leave you with this awesome song. Again, my boy Sam Collier, he's going to take over soon. Doing it big in ATL, loving it. The trio, No Losing, a lifestyle revolution happening for 2013. The only option you have is to win. So we're going to give it our all. So here's Sam Collier dedicating this to all of y'all and dedicating it to 2013. We're going to give it all. In 2013. It's midday in the morning. I love you. Look forward to talking to you in the morning.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. Cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living the fantasy, I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away, yeah. And I don't care if they say I'm not winning, winning. Cause I know I'm a winner, winner. Cause I know I'm giving to somebody who ain't never had it all. Cause I know they need it all. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be the one to give it all. Oh, 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 oh. Cause I know they need it all. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be the one to give it all. Yeah, it's only been 1 year. And I feel like I've already won the war. Cause I can see the victory up ahead. Reaching out for more. It may not be that close, but I know I won't stop until I grab it. I feel like MJ with 6 seconds and the clock in my heart. I know I gotta have
it. up like it's my last time to bend, to bend, to bend. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time to bend. Everything I have away. Movement, cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, time, I'm on my grind.